Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
CNA sentenced in death of legacy resident who died of hypothermia. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The certified nursing assistant convicted of the death of an 88-year-old legacy resident has been sentenced to the maximum penalty allowed under Wyoming law. According to the Gillette News Record, 57-year-old Bernard David Hale was found guilty in October of criminally negligent homicide in the death of Judith Duvall, who wandered into an outdoor courtyard on a freezing January night and died of hypothermia. Hale was sentenced on November 21st to 1 year in the Campbell County Jail. He will receive credit for 242 days. Already served, leaving just over 4 months remaining. He was also ordered to pay more than $11,000 in restitution to the Division of Victim Services and to Duvall's estate. Prosecutors said Hale, the primary CNA overseeing one of the memory care units, deactivated an alarm Duvall triggered and failed to check outside or confirm her safety. Surveillance footage showed Duvall leaving the building around 6:51 p.m., falling into the courtyard and struggling in below zero temperatures while Hale marked her as completing routine care tasks inside. Duvall's children wrote emotional letters to the judge, urging the maximum sentence and describing the trauma and guilt they continue to carry. Her son recounted seeing his mother just hours before she died, saying the memory will stay with him forever. Hale told investigators he had never experienced anything like the incident in his decades of work and said the tragedy messed with him. Another CNA discovered Duvall missing during a 4 a.m. bed check and later found her deceased in the courtyard. Hale had originally faced an involuntary manslaughter charge, which carried up to 20 years in prison, but jurors convicted him of the lesser misdemeanor offense. Lawmakers debate bear care insurance proposal as Wyoming seeks federal rural health funds. Wyoming lawmakers are weighing a new state-backed catastrophic insurance proposal, nicknamed Bear Care, part of the Wyoming Department of Health's application for more than $500 million in federal rural health funding. The plan surfaced this week during budget hearings at the Capitol, where members of the Joint Appropriations Committee questioned whether the state should enter the insurance arena at all. According to Cowboy State Daily, the proposal included in Wyoming's November 5th federal application would create a low-cost emergency insurance option for individuals and small businesses. Health Department Director Stefan Johannesson told lawmakers the program is designed to help Wyomingites avoid purchasing expensive Cadillac plans to get basic catastrophic coverage. He said federal rural health funds would launch the program, but it would eventually sustain itself through participation premiums. Some lawmakers, including Representative John Bear of Gillette, strongly objected, arguing the program puts government in competition with private insurers. Others suggest renaming the proposal Gordon Care after Governor Mark Gordon or Wyoming Care, but emphasized that they want more explanation before moving forward. Johannesson countered that the program is aimed at competing with Affordable Care Act plans, not private insurers, and noted the cost of health insurance was the second biggest concern voiced in public town halls across the state. Because Wyoming isn't bound by federal ACA mandates, he said the state can legally offer a catastrophic-only product. Still, multiple lawmakers question whether government involvement would drive up costs or interfere with the free market. Health officials stress that enrollment would be optional and that the state's role is limited to offering an alternative, not mandating coverage. Wyoming expects to learn by year's end whether it will receive up to $100 million annually for 5 years through the Federal Rural Health Transformation Fund. The full legislature will debate the budget and the Bear Care proposal when the 2026 session begins February 9th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shaleen.